Hello, how's it going? It's me again. Wasn't it like Static Observer or something like that? That was a radio name I tried to come up for myself with a Wu-Tang generator on a previous show. But I don't really think it's sticking. My name is Ian King. This is my heavy metal show that I broadcast on RadioLaurier.com. Welcome. We have the 2 to 3 spot. So for the next hour or so, we're going to be listening to some heavy tunes. It's going to be a fun time. I also think it's great because the DJ who was just in here decided to sign off, and Church's Bury It was playing with featuring Haley Williams of Paramore. And now that we're kind of going into the my station, it's a little bit of a contrast, a little bit of a juxtaposition, that synth pop into heavy metal. Yeah, we got a good playlist here. We're starting off with Turnstile, which is a hardcore band that I've played before, and then we're going into two other bands that I've played before. Other than that, the playlist is pretty different. I try to play different artists and different songs every week. But Turnstile is like a super high energy band. I'm gonna quickly search up the name of their most recent album, because honestly, it received a lot of attention that I don't think the hardcore movement has got for a while. It's called Time and Space, and they actually recently played at Camp Flogna, the music festival thrown by Tyler, the Creator, which is really cool because you'd think of that. I looked at the lineup, and it was pretty diverse, but if you had asked me what I expected for that, I would have been like, oh, the ASAP Rocky, I guess. But Turnstile was a bit of a surprise. High Pressure is a great song off their new album. After that, we have Oozing Wound, which is a band that I've played before on this show. Tween SHIT Bag. It's one of their new songs that's coming off of their new album, which I believe is going to be released in March. I'm a huge Oozing Wound fan. They're a thrash band from America that just kill it. And then we have Dark Horse by Converge, which are like famous avant-garde metalcore founders. I guess not founders, but like a really important band. You guys should all check out the album Jane Doe. But that's all for me. Let's get into this stuff. You know, it's a really special episode of Pedal to the Metal, mostly just because the mics aren't muted this time. Yeah. Can you still tell I'm a bit bitter about that still? Recently, if you tune into this show because you like heavy metal, which is, to me, like, I don't understand why you would do that. The logic's not there. You're kind of the person that would enjoy a show that I've been watching on YouTube recently called 2 Minutes to Late Night, which is a great show. It's a crowdfunded late night talk show, but not really late night because they probably post at like 10 a.m. or something. That only went for like a season, so like 8 episodes because they had 2 pilots and 6 episodes. But it's hosted by this comedian named, I guess maybe not comedian, he's a talk show host named Jordan Old, who goes by the persona of Garsenio Hall on this show. And the house band is an actual metalcore band called Mutoid Man, which I'll play some later. I'm playing not only Mutoid Man, but the band that preceded Mutoid Man, which is Cave-In, which Steven Brodsky, their frontman, participated in both. But it's a very funny show, which is a little bit surprising. Sometimes it doesn't hit its marks. Like, there are like 2 episodes that are like kind of okay. But it's not cringy, which I honestly kind of expected. I didn't expect it to be like a really funny show, because I didn't think it to be, I guess, prepared to be a talk show. Because a talk show is a long-standing thing. They're usually on television networks. They're by established comedians who were chosen and worked very hard for a long time. But these guys they pulled it off all by themselves. And they had this own crazy idea, and they hosted it every time they filmed it live at a venue in Los Angeles called St. Vitus Bar, which to me is just awesome. And it's another really fantastic production of the whole, you know, DIY, do-it-yourself ethic that genres like hardcore and metal have popularized, the show's great. I think you should all check it out. Again, 2 Minutes to Late Night. It's really great. Oh, you know, it's also really hard being a DJ on a radio show, because I have to listen to my own voice. That's kind of a new thing. You know that thing where you hear your voice back and you're like, wow, that can't be me. I sound so annoying. And then you sit in a room that's boiling hot for an hour straight, and you just spilled your coffee, and you're pretty tired, and then you have to listen to your voice, like, jeez. I don't know, guys. Pedal to the Metal might not last too much longer. I don't think I can listen to this guy that much. But we have a few songs coming up next. We have Covet by Basement. We also have, I can't even read the full name because it's too long. It's this metalcore band I found called C, or Grind, I guess, called Sea of Space Cowboy, which is an anime reference for any of you losers out there. And then Attrition by Torch Runner. So let's just, I'll shut up now and you can listen to that. When I'm with you, I don't wanna be with you. Boop. Had to stop that a bit early because it got into the next songs we're gonna listen to. Oh, that sounds right in my eyes. Yeah, welcome back to the show where I complain for about an hour straight. We just listened to Covet by Basement, Sea of Space Cowboy, long name. I'm a transcontinental railroad, please. That's where it stops. That's where Spotify is like, all right, I give up. You don't even care. And then Attrition by Torch Runner. I call that, this is kind of the feedback episode, because so many of these songs have feedback in it, which is a little bit ridiculous, but okay. I think feedback's great, but I can't imagine that people are like, hey, maybe let's go for a nice Sunday drive. Let's turn on a Radio Laurier, get some bopping tunes going. But you know, I don't really think that people would choose this for their Sunday drive music. But that's the joke. Speaking of Sunday drive, did you know that the Raconteurs released two new songs recently? All jokes aside, I'm actually excited about that because I'm a huge Jack White fan. I used to love the White Stripes a lot. When I was younger, they were such a band for me to get into. I was so excited everything about them, and then I kind of fell off the map with them as I grew older. It was like grade 8, I was obsessed with them, maybe into high school. But I think that so the Raconteurs is like a supergroup where it's members of the Greenhorns. I don't know if they switched their drummer up or anything, but I know for sure that Jack Lawrence and Brandon Benson, I believe, are from the Greenhorns, which is like a garage band from the 90s. And then Jack White joined them on guitar, not even vocals all the time. Like, he'll sing or he'll do backup vocals, but he's got a very distinct voice, but Brendan's like much more suited for this. But Sunday Driver and the other song on the EP are awesome, so we're gonna play some Raconteurs because I'm really excited about them coming back. Like, I think Jack White is a virtuoso genius at the guitar, and I really want to see, like, after his last solo album, which I actually think was pretty brilliant, I want to see what these guys have to offer. See if they're even still relevant. Like, if I could listen to a new Raconteurs record in 2019 and be like, yeah, this is banging, that would be wonderful. That would be great. But I think I've ranted about them enough. We have coming up next Mostly Hair and Bones Now by Gaza, which is probably one of the more metal song titles out of this playlist. We have Luminance by Cave-In, which I've played before. It's when they were turning into a space rock band, but it's a live version, and it has like an ungodly scream from Stephen Brodsky, like two of them near the end. So I'm playing this song again because those are just so good. And then to cap it off, listen in, because we have a brand new peak. It's brand new, by the way. The Raconteurs are coming into Radio Laurier. I'm going to interview them myself. Jack White's just out back shooting up in his car at the moment. So we're just going to let him do that, and then they'll come in here. I'll talk to them, admire them. But yeah, this is Gaza. Boom. That's why I like Jack Black. Jack Black in the White Stripes. Oof, he did a good job. Man, I don't know how that guy is such a hilarious, relevant comedian in 2019, but also plays the guitar. Wild. That was Jack White, in case you just aren't cultured and actually believed me for a second, but I don't think anyone would actually do that. We also played, what else did we play? Gaza, Mostly Hair and Bones Now, and Luminance by Cave-In, but live version this time, folks. Whoa, that's right, Pedal to the Metal is getting pretty fancy, because Cave-In just came into the station and did it live. They reformed just for that. Caleb Schofield came back from the dead. What was I going to talk about? Oh yeah, I have a list of some movies and anime and stuff that I've been watching recently. Has anyone seen Drive? God, the sun is right in my eyes. It's killing me. I'm gonna lean back. I'll turn the microphone a little bit up. I saw Drive recently, and it's a really good movie. I think it's a very good movie. For those who don't know, it's a local Canadian legend who went to Laurier, actually. No. Ryan Gosling, and he's in this movie about this. He plays a driver who holds a few jobs. He's a stunt car driver by day and a mechanic by trade. And then at night, he'll take on getaway drive heist jobs. And he meets this woman down the hall that he falls in love with. She has a child. He begins to grow close to them. But when her ex-convict husband is released from prison, Ryan Gosling decides to make a choice and tries to do the right thing. He makes a series of moral choices. You're just watching Ryan Gosling try to be a good guy and help these people out. And then the film just has him lose his mind as everything goes wrong. I thought Drive was going to be like a love story. I thought it was maybe going to end up with some sort of, I don't know, some love or something. It's horrendous. It's really, it's brutal. Really good. It's a really good movie. For other stuff I watched, I recently saw the new DC animated movie, Death of Superman. I'm a huge fan of the DC animated movies. I think they're really good, and I think that in many instances they are better than live-action MCU movies, Marvel Cinematic Universe stuff. So Death of Superman was good. It was pretty much what you'd expect from a DC animated movie. I had kind of high expectations going into it, so maybe I was a little bit let down. But it was just a good movie. Really nothing more. It just had some story around its big fight scenes. But watch it because I think it's a good time, and it's DC almost rebooting, not rebooting, but getting a new start on their animated universe, where they're pulling from older comics and setting up like a timeline and going through events that have already happened in the comics. Other than that, I'm reading The Promised Neverland at the moment, which is a manga that's really good. It's about orphans who live in an orphanage that one day find out that their kind of weird, isolated, futuristic orphanage is actually a factory farm, and that they are being fostered and raised so that they can be eaten by monsters, which is it's a fantastic concept for a manga, and it's really cool. It's really well done. And other than that, I recently watched a few Netflix animes. I watched Baki. Baki's okay. It's about a teenage underground fighter. I watched Sirius the Jaeger, which all I will say about it is that it's a flat 7. Literally, if I'd rate that movie, it's a 7. That's all I can say. But I also saw Aggretsuko, and Aggretsuko is really good. That's more like an 8.5 to me. Or like, no, I don't think a 9. I like an 8, 8.5. Aggretsuko is about, it's based off of, it's all characters from the company that made Hello Kitty, right? So they're all, this company is actually responsible for like over 400 mascot characters for Japan's like craze for little small figurines. And they use all these characters and they make this this office show. Right, it's about this character named Retsuko who works in an office and hates her life, and it's super mundane and it's very realistic as well, which is weird because it's like it's got such a poppy art style and it seems so lighthearted when you start the show, but as you go on you realize, oh my god, like this is just, well, I'm just staring at my 30s but animated and anthropomorphic. And the idea of the show is that her release, like her stress reliever, is heavy metal karaoke. So you get to watch this little red panda fox sing some pretty heavy songs. It's great. It's a really good show, and I really enjoyed it. So that's Ian's Media Corner. That's Static Observer's Media Corner for the week. I still can't tell if that works. Nah, I know it doesn't work. I'm only going to say that ironically now. I can't really use that seriously. What if I go back to my friends and I'm like, yeah. So if you guys could just refer to me as Static Observer from now on, that'd be much preferred. Actually, guys, thank you. And I'll just like, you're so weird. I hate you so much, Ian. And I'm like, it's actually Static Observer. And they're like, I hate that person as well. I hate that new identity you've created. Yep. We have Mutoid Man, The Memorials, and Code Orange, all some pretty heavy bands coming up next. The Memorials have Thomas Prajan on the drums, so that's going to be awesome. I was talking about Mutoid Man earlier. This is a song that, actually, I didn't think I would like Mutoid Man, but now I listen to this, I'm like, this is a really good song. So we're going to start with Scavengers, and we have We Go to War, and then we have Forever. So just shut up and listen. so here is part of my show where I talk about my insanely successful projects, my unbelievably successful musical adventures. Recently played a show with the band that I'm in back in Markham. We are called Misunderstood Ninja. I know, good name. It's a great name. And you can find us on Instagram, SoundCloud, Apple Music, Bandcamp. We haven't got the Spotify link up yet, but all you need to do is get a review from an aggregated source. So if I just review like our music on Metacritic, if Ian King is like my account name's not Ian King, and I type a review that's like, music's okay, but that Ian guy is really hot on Metacritic, maybe we can get on Spotify. So I'll try that out later today. That'll be my goal. We're nearing the end of the podcast, so I just wanted to plug my stuff for a few quick seconds. So follow my band on Instagram, because we're pretty good. We got a new EP coming out. We got a show January 26th. If you follow me at King Ian on Instagram, I'll post more about that soon. I'd also encourage you to check out Happy Pills Collective, because we joined them recently, which is really cool. They're a collection of dudes from my hometown Markham who have kind of fostered a little bit of a scene, I think, and they just have a bunch of bands that they've taken under this umbrella term into a collective, much like, you know, Broken Social Scene or something like that, and they just support each other, bump each other's releases, feature each other on shows and stuff like that, organize shows. They're all really cool dudes, and their bands are really great. So check out guys like Frankie the Pig, Tequila Nosedive, Ricochet. Who else remember that? Oh, that's not good. I'll bump some more bands next time, but they're all really good. So yeah, check them out. I have some more songs. I don't think I'm going to play forever because it's a bit much. but this is kind of me coming to the end of my show. I got like 10 minutes left, so I'm just gonna throw on some tunes, leave you guys. Hopefully the playlist makes it to a song called Dream House by Deaf Heaven. Okay, and you'll know if it does, because it's black metal shoegaze. And I've known about Deaf Heaven for a long time, but I actually haven't listened to them until recently. And I fell in love. I was like, everyone says this music's like beautiful. I don't understand how black metal and shoegaze can come together. It just doesn't make sense to me. And then I listened to this album and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. It makes sense. It all made sense. It made sense for the first time in years. But you know, it's been a good show. I'm just kind of talking to myself now. It's just been a really hard week. I'm kidding. Okay. So I'm just going to mute this mic. Because, you know, that's what we do here. And then, this is Static Observer signing off.